And welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. Today is July 23rd, and we are talking about Batman Enemy Within, Episode 4, What Ails You? This Batman season, or this season of Batman, was released by Telltale in between 2017 and 2018. I think this episode might have been released early 2018. And again, that was developed and published by Telltale Games. We always start with intro, so everyone knows who they're listening to on these recordings. So our intro question this week, since, you know, we have some stuff to do with John, who is, you know, young Joker. And so what's your favorite carnival ride or attraction at a carnival? Starting at the top. Frank, that's you.
Oh, that's me. Hey. Let's see. Traditional ride, bumper car. Disney cool. ride, Tower of Terror. I just put that on for extra.
You just put that on there. Okay, cool. All right. Wow. Going the extra mile. That's wonderful.
Far length away from each other.
Next.
Hi, this is Madeline, and probably my favorite carnival ride is the one where it's like a room that you're all like standing around the wall, and it spins around in a circle, and then like the floor.
Yes.
I just, for some reason, really enjoy the feeling of being smushed up against the wall by nothing.
Yes.
But physics.
Exciting, but, yeah, and terrifying.
Yeah. At least one of the like local amusement parks in the area here, I want to say call it the Turkish Twist or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's called the same thing in other amusement parks.
Nice. Oh,
I know what you're talking about. One that's like the teacups, but yeah, on meth, ramped up on cocaine.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
In a way. All right, next.
This is Kevin, and I would say skee-ball.
Nice. Yep. Next.
This is Chris. As a kid, it would have been that like UFO thing that was kind of similar to what Madeline had said.
Mm-hmm.
That would spin you around and you stuck to the wall, but the floor didn't drop.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've seen season 3 of Stranger Things, then you'll know what I was talking about, because it's the ride that Hopper goes into to, I think, yell at the mayor or someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's that ride. There was one other one, and it was only one time at this one carnival when I was a kid. And it was probably the most fun thing I've ever had on. And it wasn't even like a ride type of thing, but it was like one of those almost like playhouse type things. But you climbed up and it was up fairly high, and it had like a rope bridge and all that. It was just a lot of stuff to do in there.
Nice.
And, yeah, it was just a lot of fun, and I just remember having fun, but I don't remember too much else of that, and I've never seen it anywhere else.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
There's
awesome.
That.
Yeah. My name is Steph, and you know, I have to agree with Kevin. I love skee-ball, and it's always been like a huge thing for me, even when I was younger. But then I also like, there's this ride called the carnival's icing it out. It was called the Scrambler, but it was something like what Frank was mentioning, like the teacups at Disney World, but it was like you sit down in like these benches, and then like it has like almost like or also like the spider. I think some of them have like, it's like a spider where you sit mm-hmm. down and like the cart rotates like yep. on its own, like on a like you know, rotates 360, and you can spin it as fast as you want to or as slow as you want to. And then like there's like the the benches you're sitting or the carts that you're sitting in are all like in sections, and those rotate. And then the main thing rotates as well. There's a lot of rotating, and you would always like not like you just could not go on it with like anything on your stomach. So, but I enjoy that one as well as like a big ride.
On your stomach or in your stomach?
Both.
Yeah,
you get tossed around pretty good in that thing.
You don't want food anywhere. If you have food in your stomach, it will be on your stomach.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
And on other stomachs as well.
And on other stomachs as well, yes. Yeah, so again, we're talking about episode 4, Batman, The Enemy Within, which is titled What Ails You? And so, to start it all off, what happens at the top of the episode has a lot to do with last week's episode, which was episode 3. And in your decision on whether you let Catwoman go into Mr. Freeze's freeze tank or whatever, or if you took the blame for the whole laptop thing and went in yourself. So, who... Did anyone let Catwoman take the fall?
Besides me.
Madeline is it. All right.
I'm the sole terrible person.
So Madeline, what happened whenever you started your you started episode 4?
So Catwoman has like her arm frozen, and she's in one of the Riddler's old like murder boxes things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's just laying around for some reason.
Yeah,
and so I leave with the Pact, and we're gonna go and do the heist at the Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. We break in, and Harley like expects me to do a whole bunch of the heavy lifting, like beating people up. And I'm like, but you enjoy beating people up. I don't. Okay. And then we get into the elevator, finally get down to the lower level.
Mm-hmm.
And then guards start coming at us from two different sides. And so then you have a choice to like, go and block Harley from getting somebody, or Freeze from getting somebody, mm-hmm. or Bane from getting somebody. So you're basically at that point choice by omission, basically choosing how these people die down in the lower level. At one point, like Gatling guns drop from the ceiling, and they're like targeting anything that moves across the hallway. So.
Gracious.
Yeah, and Harley's like, you distracted, I'll go after it. And so then Bruce does this crazy run up the wall, across the ceiling, and over down the other wall in slow motion. It's he's so Batman, crazy.
That crap.
And the gun is like desperately trying to follow him through the arc, and Harley throws her hammer and shoots off towards the Gatling gun and knocks it down off the ceiling. I wish I had gotten a screen cap. It was so cool.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot that happened. Oh my goodness.
And then, so finally you get to the lab and, before all the crazy acrobatics, you and John talk, and John's like, I'm kind of worried that once we get this virus that everybody's gonna break up and that Harley will leave because she'll have what she wants and won't have any more reason to hang out with me.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what all the options were, but I was like, well, have you thought about sabotaging the plan?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my goal as well.
Yeah.
And he's like, I did, but I don't know how to do it. You think you could help me out? And of course.
Oh.
So John is like, half the time we're trying to get into secure doors and he's supposed to put in the little USB thing with Riddler's code, but then it's like, it's just not going in. I don't know. You know, the USB is never in the right orientation.
Right.
So Harley doesn't really have a whole lot of patience for that. And so she makes me be the USB person. Finally we get to the lab and tons of security. We're trying to fight our way in through, it's like a 2 or 3 layered gauntlet to get into the lab through the different layers of security.
Yeah.
These giant, like, I don't know, radiator heat things come up, and Freeze throws like an ice grenade, and then it's like -5 and freezes out all the radiators. More guards come in, but I manage to slip through into the lab, and then I have to pull up the giant freezers with the virus in it and then solve a puzzle to get the destruction protocol to start burning the freezers. At which point Bane just goes all bull and like breaks down the door, and then everybody tries to come in and beat me up, and Freeze is desperately trying to get some of the samples.
Sure.
He manages to get a couple samples. Bane is trying to kill me, and Joker throws a batarang and gets it stuck in one of Bane's neck muscles. And Trevor, like, I didn't give you the batarang. I taught you how to use it, but I didn't give it to you. So he lifted it off of me somewhere. Yeah.
I get it.
So at that point, the agency shows up, and I think that's similar to where the join up point would be for what happened with y'all.
So
go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, so all of us ended up having to break out of the freezer by using the EMP to temporarily disable all the electricity from our phone, because we could use our phone to hack the EMP thing. What?
That's super realistic, because you can use your phone
Watch Dogs.
We
went on Watch Dogs.
It was to break into the fuse box. You could use your phone to break into the fuse box from inside the capsule.
Wait, you got the fuse box?
So
I ended up finding the
end. The worst part about this whole thing was the freeze box, or whatever you want to call the thing, apparently is kind of a not a Faraday cage, but is basically blocking all cell signal. So he can't even get a hold of Alfred or anybody or Waller through the box, yet has no issues using his cell phone to connect to the EMP.
Maybe it doesn't block Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knew EMPs had Bluetooth?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, we break out of the thing, then we get to the lab as Batman, and on the way we end up ringing up Waller, but we get to the Bodhi spa. There's a guy cut in half. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, it was gross.
It's really gross. Then we find some guy that's near the elevator with his one hand frozen. And you go and convince him to try to open up to let you down into the downstairs. You end up getting a call from Waller. And I just told her that she was not helpful at all, because I don't like Waller at this point anymore.
Yep.
You see a bunch of dead guards. You see the broken Gatling gun that Madeline mentioned. You end up finding a keypad that you have to get through, so you have to go search all the guards' bodies and move some debris and find some nearly dead scientist who has a giant crushed debris on his face. Get his key card, and then you run into Catwoman, you run into Catwoman. And then you team up with her, or not sure, pretty sure, like, you have to, no matter what, you have to team up with her. to fight or take on them on. You have the option to confront her about the fact that there's all these dead people and she didn't do anything. And that's when you go in and then you just like take on the guards and have a giant crazy fight with Bane and Mr. Freeze and stuff. Mm-hmm. And John ends up stabbing Bane with the Batarang and to help out Batman. Batman's his buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if there's a different outcome, but I ended up throwing Bane onto the giant virus machine thing. And that's when Catwoman runs away, mm-hmm. John runs away,
yeah,
and Harley goes through all the doors.
Yeah.
But I remember mm-hmm. there was a chance, there was an option to like zap him, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think it made a difference in the outcome. To break this down a little bit, so with Madeline with letting Catwoman take the blame and having to do all of that, did it show Catwoman again or no? Or is she was she still stuck in the box?
When I returned to the PAX hideout later, she was out of the box.
Okay.
And Bruce is like, I knew she wouldn't have any trouble with it, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Which is very different from his facial expression, staring back at her like, please don't kill me if you ever get out of there. As we're leaving to go do the heist.
It's one of those where he's like, he's afraid of his decision. And then afterwards, when someone asks him about it, he's like, oh, yeah, she'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
She got this.
Did you have any trouble with like the puzzles about breaking into the terminals and that sort of thing later on in that?
So the puzzles are just like, here's three randomly spaced dots at the top mm-hmm. of the terminal and like four randomly mm-hmm. spaced dots at the terminal. And which one of these five shapes have intersections where those dots would be?
Okay.
This is the worst security system ever.
You can solve it in less than 5 seconds, a terminal.
It's if like
you're good at shapes.
So that
it's like
that.
Go ahead, like Kevin.
That. I'm like, oh, so that must be why there was all those random shape things that they keep showing on the back.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. It's
if there were any random shapes, I didn't see any. It was just the just the shapes in the terminal, but yeah. The one, I'm curious how this worked out for y'all. Were any of the packed there when y'all got there, or were they all gone already?
Where?
John was there.
At the spa.
Oh, they were all there, yeah.
Oh, at the spa. Yeah.
They were all inside.
They were all in the hub. Mm-hmm. So when the agency finally runs in, the agents shoot Bane with their crazy electronic taser guns.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough to take him down, even though he's already taken like 8 shots with a .45 caliber, but whatever.
Oh, sure.
And then Freeze is trying to run away with his 3 vial samples. And I'm trying to run away and chase him, keep him from leaving with them. Harley is running up after us. I think she's trying to get the vials as well, but what she ends up doing is throwing her hammer, smashing 2 of the vials, and runs away with one of them.
Oh, God.
Well, Freeze gets stuck in the gauntlet there, in the in-between
air
shaft thing.
That's what happened with me.
Yeah, I think he ended up getting like bumped or something and dropping his samples. And then Harley's like, yoink! And gets away.
Yeah.
So those who took the blame, the rest of us, and you had to fight our way out of the Freeze chamber, blah, 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 yakety smackety. Once you got to the spa, did you force the spa employee to help you who was like, you know, almost dying?
I convinced him to help me.
Yeah.
Same
here.
Okay. All right. That's nice.
We Yeah, I wasn't going to go and force him, because then, like, who knows, he might end up getting his, like, messed up hand, like, smashed and then bleeding profusely or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So once you make, once you find the key card and you make your way inside, you know, the sanctum, how did you guys feel about teaming up with Catwoman so soon? Did you trust her? Were you like, hey, let's work together? Or, I mean, I understand, like, I think you do end up still working together, whatever you say, but you still have a choice in what you say and how you handle the situation. Of course, for me, I was like, let's work together on this. We can do this together.
I was like, I'm glad you're safe.
Same.
And then you find out, oh, wait, she has a giant scratch on her side.
She's not safe. Not safe.
Yeah, you had the option to tell her, no, it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which you probably would not take too kindly.
Yeah, I had trouble getting through the guards later on, where you had to sneak past the guards.
I kept poking your head out.
I got cut a couple of times. Well, I thought it was really? Gonna be. Well, I thought it was gonna be more forgiving. I thought it was gonna be like, oh, like, you know, they're not really gonna see you until you like dash out. But I just had my head poking out a couple of times, or one or two times, and they caught me. So.
Oh. I spent my whole entire time listening to the their conversation mm-hmm. fully through, and then yeah. I just kind of walked up and chose my option. And
nice.
And the thing where it was like, oh, blind them or like electroshoot them or whatever. The blind them is you throw a smoke grenade, so they're not blind; they're just coughing.
Yeah.
It's not like you threw a flashbang.
Yeah.
Which would actually blind them, and probably everybody else in the room, which would actually be a benefit, because then you could just go and like take them all out.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone else? This was the first time they introduced, I think, in this game so far, the dreaded 4-button combo. Did anybody have trouble with it?
Oh, was that the? It. Oh, yeah, it was like the Q. Where you had to hit Q, E, E, and then right click or something.
Yeah, well, I was on a PS4, so it was like square X O, and then the right bumper.
Ooh, that.
I don't remember that.
Do I grow a finger? what do I do here?
I only had to hit them in like sequence. So
oh, I'm... see, I hit them all at once.
Oh no!
I should have got a bonus.
Yeah.
You don't get a bonus for not figuring it out, Frank. I'm sorry. But good job.
I get a gold star way. Sticker for effort.
Again, finding the places you're not supposed to go in the game.
Yeah. So despite whichever one, whether you took the fall and had to fight your way out, or whether, you know, you were Bruce and, you know, were... had Catwoman take the fall, you end up, it all ends up kind of the same way, and Waller storms in with her team. So you have a conversation with Waller that's not too exciting, and then you have a conversation with Avesta. Avesta's kind of, if I remember correctly, is kind of tipped off to something is weird with Waller. Basically, she's noticing that Waller is not the best. But she's like, something's off. Something's weird. Did you guys feed her fears about Waller, or were you just like, she's under a lot of stress?
Yeah, no, I was like, trust your instincts.
Yeah.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I pulled out a 2-foot wedge and drove it in there with a sledgehammer.
yeah. I said, trust your, I originally didn't choose to trust your instincts. And then I'm like, wait, that was a dumb thing to not choose. So then yeah. I went back and redid that whole entire section.
Oh my lord!
But by just exiting to the main menu and going through like the three options.
Yeah.
I said that she's under a lot of stress, and my answer absolutely didn't have any effect on anything in the game. So
it's just railroaded to the same spot.
Kevin, I hate to say it, but I think you wasted your time. So.
if you chose her, tell her to to
trust her instincts.
Trust her instincts, and I'm not sure if it then does open up the option where you can tell her, like, "Oh, why don't you just quit?"
Yeah, but I didn't tell her that. I told her we need to work together. Like, we're the new team, and
he's better on the inside.
Yes.
So then you let's see here. Oh, and then you go to talk to Mr. Freeze, who is being held in a freeze chamber.
Well, it's the interlock
of the agency, right?
Yeah.
No, he's in the you're still in the lab in the basement.
He's just in the lock.
The agency just has him locked and with the temperature up real high.
Yeah. So did you, because he's currently infected with the virus, and you're trying to get some information out of him, and he gives you, the counter offer of that he will help you and give you information if you will lower the temperature, which should, he thinks, kill the virus. So did you guys agree to lower the temperature for information? And if you agreed to, did you keep your promise after he told you the information?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I kept my promise. And
because I'm Batman.
Look at us. We're good beans. We're good beans. All of us.
I wonder what happens if you don't.
All of us kept really our promises. Yeah.
I like how the agency doesn't, like, I'm not sure if Walder's still there, but I like how, like, none of the other agents are not like, "Hey, why is that chamber completely white now?"
Right. Yeah. I mean, they just kind of, because you just
turn it down to like -5, and it just straight up turns completely icy.
You do pass two guards after you do it, and I was like, "Oh God, they're going to." Because I was like, "Because that's what I was thinking." I was like, "Surely they're going to notice that this chamber is like frozen over now." But no. No, and so I'm just like, I don't know if they were just kind of like, okay, well, whatever you need to do to get information, you know, but it was obvious.
The agency doesn't really seem to have too many competent agents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just Amesta.
So then you and Avesta take a nice little car ride to go to Harley's team's former hideout. How did you guys feel about this conversation in this car? There's a lot of fangirling on Avesta's part.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. I tried to feed her, you know, press the separation between her and Waller.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, Waller is definitely playing us. She's got something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to work together kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was just a weird conversation, personally. I felt that she was fangirling a little too hard.
Bullshit.
Yeah. I didn't think she was, like, playing it up like I thought she was in the first episode.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt more genuine from her, but at the same time, that like made me lose some respect for her because I was like, "Why you're making it awkward? Like, can't we just do the mission? Can we not talk about your feelings right now?"
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. She went from straight like business to like, "Oh, I'm in a car alone," you know. Although it was, I did think it was really cute. I think it was the ending line here where, like, right before you switch scenes, she says something about, like, "I have to admit, I'm kind of sad that we're not taking the Batmobile, that we're not in the Batmobile doing this." And he says, "Oh, we are." And then, he transforms the car and she's just super excited about that.
Well, you have the option. So I told her maybe next time. And she's like, "There's going to be a next time?" And I'm like, can you not?
Yeah.
Did you actually transform the car?
No, he kept, mm-hmm. I can't make up my mind. Is it a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, or a Bugatti? What do you?
It's a back car.
Oh yeah, it's based on something.
Awesome.
Did you have an option to transform? Because I don't remember.
You can confirm that you're in the Batmobile. Whether it transforms or not, that was 3 weeks ago, guys. I don't quite remember.
Wow, so. 3 weeks.
Okay, it didn't transform for me. I thought you were just saying that it actually, like, is this some PS4 exclusive that it actually
came that's just what kind of I surmised was happening because it's since okay. we are, and then it blacked out, you know. So I was like, okay, he transformed the car.
No, it seemed like more like you just said, like, oh, I can push a button, and it's armored.
Leave me to my dreams, Kevin.
Stop.
I can't. I won't let you have this.
Okay, so you're back to invest. You know, you get to the hideout, to the old hideout. You do some investigating around the place. I mean, it's not anything that special. But then you hear something up in Harley's old room. Go and check it out, and you find your good friend John. So what? How did we find our good friend John this time?
He was drunk.
I think he was actually drunk and fit halfway there, or maybe even three quarters of the way there to Joker.
Yeah, drunk with a black eye.
Yeah. Did you say that Avesta was part of the agency? I don't think it matters. Or did you say that she was a friend?
I said she was the agency.
I said she was a friend.
Yep, and she seemed to take that as me flirting with her, and I was like,
yeah. Really? Great. Yeah.
I didn't notice
the look.
Okay.
It was the look. It was the look. So during this, you know, you have several like dialogue options. Did you say, you know, John's in a dark place at this time? Did you kind of, were you kind to John, or were you kind of brutal in this conversation with him? Like, there's a point where you can slap him or demand answers or ask him as a friend because you're trying to get information about Harley. How did you guys treat this series of convos?
I said as a friend.
Yeah.
As kind as possible because it was like, he's at a pretty fragile state, and I didn't feel like I didn't want to push him over the edge or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. At this juncture, I went the same route. I'm like, let's still try to, we need information from him. I still try to keep him in the fold, so to speak. So yeah. I gave him the friend talk.
Yeah. I tried to choose the friend options, and I felt like the more, I wanted them to sound genuine, and Bruce definitely sounded like he's reciting the line so that he can get the information and go do the thing.
Yeah. So going off of that, how are you guys feeling about this, like, friendship? Like, okay, so, like, here's one thing that I'll say without giving anything away for the final episode. I feel like I went into this first in episode one as like, I need information, or episode two kind of, I need information from John. So I'm going to pretend to be, you know, I'm going to be kind of pretend to be friendly with him. I'm going to, even though, like, you know, I'm sure even given that Bruce at this time doesn't know he's going to turn to the Joker eventually, he still knows that he's kind of a dangerous fellow. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to pretend to be nice, you know, to John to get this information, even though he did have nice qualities, John did. But it was mostly a pretense, I mean. But then as I've like went through the episodes, it feels to me like it's almost like, I feel like the game's almost kind of pushing me that it's like an actual friendship, like that it's like a, like they're actually like friends. When to me as a player, I it was hard for me to feel that way. It was hard for me to go past like, oh, this is pretend to use him. to be friendly with him, but yeah, and to try to steer him on the right course, but to also put that distance. But that feels like, to me at least, that the game is trying to be like, oh no, they're actually friends.
Yeah, I agree. It's tipping the point where you're trying to keep a potentially insane guy sane and using him for information to actually, you know, the game's starting to make it like Bruce is actually, oh yeah, you're a friend. No, it's, you're not.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, because I wanted, at this point, like at the beginning, yeah, let's use Joker, but at this mm-hmm. point, I do want to try and be his friend. Mm-hmm. And the game is telling me, nope.
It's not going to happen, right?
You have to keep using him.
Yeah.
All during this process, I just wanted the option at some point during these conversations to like have a toss away line at the end. You know, I'm going to send you back to Arkham, right?
Yeah.
Like I said in I think it was last week, where it's like you can tell that Joker wants to be good,
mm-hmm.
but he's just surrounded himself with these horrible people.
Yeah.
That are just really bad influences.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you want to be that positive influence in his life, but he's just so misguided that it's kind of hard to lead him in that direction, but you still want to be that positive, that positive person there for him, in the hopes that he'd come around and not turn out to be this horrible person.
Yeah.
After everything's all said and done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of in that space until later on.
Yeah. So did you guys allow John to go alone as to get Harley, to find Harley, or I think that's what he was going to do. Or did you demand that, I mean, he still goes alone, I think, no matter what, but, were you guys willing to have him like, okay with him going by himself?
Yes. The last, peace offering to John. Yeah. You can go on your own to look for Harley.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He was fine last time.
Sure.
Came through last time, yeah.
He was absolutely fine last time. He'll be fine this time, right, guys? He'll be fine.
Sure.
It'll be
Everything
fine.
Will be fine.
It's fine.
Absolutely
this is
fine. Fine.
This will all work out.
And then also, Madeline reminded me of this line. As he's walking out of the room, he's like, when I heard you come in, I thought you were here to check on me. And that was his like departing line as he leaves.
This is why I want to be his friend. I don't have guilt trips all the time.
Should have been hashtag foreboding.
Yeah. So back at the Batcave.
Back in the Batcave.
Alfred. Oh God, he's on the floor. He's collapsed. Did you guys like? So how did you? Were you worried about him? Like when you saw him collapse on the floor? I was worried. Hashtag worried.
A little worried. I thought they were going to be honest. I thought they were going to take it in a totally different direction. You know, they were sort of foreshadowing, you know, Alfred's got some problems. And I thought maybe that he would, you know, the way they would do it in the game is that he would start failing at doing things or more and more frustrated. But now they just sort of went with the total, like, collapse. So it's like, okay, I guess this is a fast forward version.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you, so Alfred mentions a vacation that he was like, I think maybe I'll take a vacation. Did you guys say maybe I'll go with you or, you know, I can arrange that? I said, well, maybe I'll go with you. And he was like, he acted genuinely surprised. He was like, oh, I'll hold you to that.
That's interesting because I said I can arrange that, you know, and, you know, wherever the beach, he goes, you know, clumsy Bruce Wayne way, you know, I'll send you to the beach. Oh, well, if you don't want to go to the beach, I'll send you wherever you want to go, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, with Alfred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I told him maybe you should talk to your doctor more.
Ooh, how'd that turn out?
He was mad.
Oh, he was slightly upset.
Madeline totally said that too, I bet.
He was like,
that didn't go well.
To talk more about this without mentioning like certain things.
Like that Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you should talk to Doctor Strange, Alfred.
But yet he's still proud. That's weird.
Yeah, it has to do these ending things that we get for people. It doesn't have to do with your averages for the game. It's just whatever your last interaction with them.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way because I
was pretty bogus.
I was blue across the board. He was grateful, cheerful, and it was, you know, I thought, you know, okay, cool. I got the A+ rating and you got the proud as well. And I'm like, what is going on here?
So you're waiting on the doctor. Tiffany's at the mansion to keep her safe. Let's see here. The conversation here with Tiffany kind of revolves around if you told her that you're Batman. Did everyone tell Tiffany that they were Batman?
Yep. I did.
Okay. That's what I thought. If you don't tell her that you're Batman, she just has she tells you that she was offered a job at the agency. And then you have to respond to that kind of like either saying like, you should try for it. You should stay away from it. You know, those people are bad, blah, blah, blah. But if you have told her that you're Batman, she shows you designs for a new gun, that she of course designed herself. Since she does that sort of thing. How did you guys respond? For me, I was straight edge, like I don't do guns. Like, you know, and then I think my follow-up to that was like, it's the easy way out or something like that.
I think that's what I said too.
I don't think I said it was the easy way out. I think I said something like there was another choice. It never crossed my mind.
Okay.
I did. What was the? It was the bottom option, I think.
I don't know.
And when I said it, I was like, "That's not what I was intending."
Something like, because like, Batman doesn't kill. Was that the one?
Yeah, I think so. Because he came off sounding extremely pissed off.
Yeah. Yep. I picked that one too.
Well, it was kind of that way across the board too.
But then the thing is, like, I felt like really bad and almost like tempted to like completely redo the part because then what's her face there? Completely blanking on her name.
Tiffany.
She like felt like really bad that like Batman just yelled at her.
No, mm-hmm. It Chris, it happens if you say like I don't kill either. I mean, as well, because like he comes off, he's like, you know, something like I don't kill. And then she gets super offended because like and super like sad looking that like and even like trying like I was trying to like even choosing like the option after that, like it's the easy way out. I was trying not to be as like dogmatic with her. She still was just kind of like super sorry, like I'm so sorry or something like that. I was like, oh God, like I didn't mean to make her feel bad. I was just telling her like Batman doesn't use guns. Which... No,
that's not my intention at all here.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't want to get all angry over this.
No, for sure. Yeah, so you leave that conversation and you, I think John tells you to meet him somewhere. Like you get a text from John. And so John tells you to, you know, gives you an address and you go there and it's like the fun house, I call it. It's kind of this like, you know, I mean, you go in and or you're there and there's mannequins everywhere and collars and you just kind of walk through this space. How did you guys feel about this part? Like not getting to like when you get to John, when you find John, but the before.
So the whole time, like as soon as I stepped in and like started like exploring.
Yeah.
Did Harley manage to mix Riddler's blood and the Lotus virus and then inject it into John and now he's full on Joker at this point?
Oh, whoa. Oh.
Because it's like, did it like go to his brain now, and now he's just like completely...
He's just gone.
Like, just gone at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, that's the whole... That was my whole thought process the whole time as I'm going through all of this.
Yeah.
Even before, you know, the black lights come on and all that stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was something. It was very tense. It was a very tense, yeah. Like, I was just like, I don't know what is going to happen. But then I was also like, well, it's happening. It's happening. Yeah. John's tilting. He's tilting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly the vibe. That's a good point, Chris. But the vibe I got as you walk through the fun house is the switch has moved from John into the middle position. It's now no longer John. It's like in the middle, and it could pretty much, it's almost flipped to Joker.
It's Jonker.
Jonker. Yeah, so you eventually find John in a room full of dead agents. He gives you story.
Did the Jack in the Box work for anyone?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
I don't remember. Ooh.
I put it down without cranking it because it had pointy teeth.
I did too, and then I picked it up again, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm just going to go for it.
More importantly, did anybody win the strength, the test of strength?
No.
No, what? I didn't either. I thought I
had... What was that?
Yeah,
what was that
I got again? A 30.
I got a 30, too. I think
I don't think that bugged. I did that.
Yeah, there was a mallet and the old, you know,
card. I didn't do it. Yeah. So eventually you come across John in a room full of dead agents. He leaves you a story that the agents just came in firing at him, attacking him. And so he was just acting in self-defense. This is a very tense scene, or at least it was for me. John's just kind of like, you know, you have all these dead people, and then John's just kind of standing there on the other side of the room. The lights are weird. The setting is weird. I was like, oh, God. Like, I was extremely nervous with how I answered the convos that followed this. I was extremely nervous about what I would say to him, what would matter and what wouldn't. It was really well done. I think this whole, I mean, the getting to there was kind of slow, but once you got there to that scene, like, yeah. How did you guys approach the conversation with John? Were you kind of accusatory? Did you seem understanding?
Yeah, I was trying to be as understanding and nice to him as possible.
Yeah.
Because it's like, he was very unhinged at that point, and I wanted him as in control of himself as possible. Looks like I didn't want him going deeper into what he already was in at that point. So yeah. I was trying to bring him back to his normal self at that point.
Yeah.
So
I started out trying to defuse the bomb, but as I went along, it's like the game was like, sort of, it just seemed to me, the game was just making a point to remind you, he shot people, he shot people, he shot people. He killed a lot of agents. So it's like my answer slowly started to trend towards, I don't give a damn, sort of, you know, the non-pacification.
Did you believe him?
Well, here's the first thing. I didn't walk in the room right away. I stood in the doorway and listened to his whole conversation with himself, where he's talking about making up a story and you can fix this.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's sort of like tentative for me, that I know that he, you know, he knows what he did and he knows what he did was wrong. So then like my next to last answer was, you're not telling me everything, Joker. And that's sort of like started to tip him. And then my last answer was when he asked, you know, well, my last answer was sort of directed by what he asked. And he said, you don't even have the decency to ask me or to tell me the truth, you know. So I told him the truth. I said, yeah, I've been playing you.
Were and you, before that, were you guys surprised at, like, him kind of coming to the conclusion that you're Batman?
Yes.
He gave reasons, but the reasons that he gave, I felt personally, I'm just like, I'm not sure how you could possibly jump to the conclusion that that I'm Batman, or that Bruce is Batman. Because he was like, you know, you don't think that I noticed, you know, he was like, you don't think that I noticed when you, like when we're at the cafe and you just left, you were gone when the bat signal appeared. And then he gave something else, and like another example. And I was like, I don't think that you could possibly surmise that Bruce is Batman from just those two things.
Yeah.
For me, he said something about the laptop, which did seem kind of like a conclusion that you could somewhat jump to, where it was like, because Bruce asked Joker to steal the laptop, and then suddenly this strange caped man is like, hey, give me the laptop.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's kind of how Joker ends up offering it to Batman. So it's like,
yeah,
and gives it to Batman, which is like that creates the plot hole in episode 3 where, you know, they don't notice that, you know, Joker said, while you were saying that, Steph, I realized that I said, yeah, well, you know, it doesn't seem to be enough to conclude it's Batman. And I just popped in my head, well, for a sane guy, but to a paranoid schizophrenic, that's probably enough.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Yeah. I don't think he gave me any really solid reasons. He just said something about masks, that he's like playboy, philanthropist, businessman, bat. That's right. Really the part art.
So did you guys admit? I think Frank, you said that you admitted to using him as a tool.
Yep. At that point, I'm like, you know what? It's inevitable. He's the joke.
I did not. I still deny.
I see.
Even though it was the truth.
Yeah. What kind of irks me is, like, even though there's all these decision things, all of that stuff, I think, still rests on the decision that you make at the end, which kind of makes the whole entire conversation leading up to it completely pointless.
Well, that's Telltale, Kevin. Yeah. But like, yeah, and honestly, when I said that when I denied using him as a tool, I felt bad about it. And he didn't, and he didn't believe me anyways, I don't think. Like, he was just like, I think he like kind of was like, Yeah, what, you know, whatever, you know. But yeah, it was rough. So what will change the end of this episode and all a lot of episode 5. So episode 5 will be interesting to talk about, because I think it's going to be different.
Yeah, I'll certainly have a different arc.
But so, did you guys say, so who said that Joker was lying and who said that you believed him?
I told the Joker that I had been using him and that I believed him. I said, like, we're going to have to talk about this a lot, but I trust you.
Yeah, I said I trust you. Because, like, he technically did kind of, he didn't, like, purposefully go in. The agents were like, hey, we know that Harley Quinn's
gonna but here. And that's kind of what I was going at. This was also the agency, and so they could have really just came in and just started firing, whether he needed to kill them all and you know, is something different and something that Bruce would oppose anyways, being Batman. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the tipping point for me. Him, I mean, up until then, I don't think Joker really hurt anybody.
I mean, I think he may have hurt some people in Arkham on the escape.
Right.
But other than that, I don't think he's hurt anyone other than that. Yeah.
So this was the tipping point. It was like, he's, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it did kind of show that he did have some violent tendencies when he's just like, yeah, I have this batarang that you gave me, or this batarang that I totally stole from you, and I'm gonna go and stab it into Bane's jugular.
Sure. Yeah.
Even though it doesn't actually do any damage to him.
That's not the equivalent of shooting up for, you know, 5 or 6 pages.
Yeah. But yeah, it does show that he's a little bit more.
He didn't though. He just threw it like a batarang.
Oh. Yeah.
And then it's stuck in the back of Bane's, like, 3-foot-wide neck.
It was rather happy that he was able to do that. Yeah. See, I've been...
Yeah, he was.
For yep. me, it seemed yep. like he just kind of stabbed it into Bane.
No.
No, he tossed it.
He threw it like a batarang.
Still doesn't answer how he got the batarang, but...
Nope. We're not allowed
to gave it to him. All of you guys just had some plot hole batarang.
Yeah. Plot hole battering.
Hashtag plot hole battering.
Telltale forgot to sweep that one up.
Take us to the bridge.
Yeah, to the bridge. Of course, it's going to be completely different depending on what you answered to John, that last question. If you said John is lying to you, which that was Frank?
Well, I said, yeah. I basically told him I've been playing you.
But you also said that he was lying.
No, I said...
you believed him. Oh, that's right. So did anyone I didn't
say I was lying.
Did anyone say that John was lying to them? No. Wow. Okay. God.
Wait for the Q and E decision?
For the last question that you're talking to John at the fun house, you can either say that he's lying to you or you believe him.
Yeah.
Or what I said.
Everyone said that they believed him.
I said, okay. You're not telling me everything.
Right, but you still believed him.
So
if you say that John is lying to you when you're on the bridge, so you go to the bridge by yourself. Everyone else went to the bridge and John was with them, correct?
Right. I went by myself, yes.
What was your answer to John before you left the funhouse? Was it that you're lying to him, that he's lying to you, or I believe him? Why don't you tell me what happened on the bridge? Tell me what happened on the bridge, Frank.
I arrive at the bridge. Harley's there holding the detonator.
Okay.
And I sneak up on her instead of swooping in. I figured that would be too abrupt.
So you,
but she wasn't in the cab anyway, so that was a red herring. So we have a discussion, blah, 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 blah. It also, game points out that there's both civilians, cops, and agents on the bridge. It escalates to the point where I mentioned it's her father in the last-ditch attempt to try to straighten her out and tell her.
How did that work?
She kind of like semi cracks for a second, but then like, you're lying to me because I tell her the virus doesn't work. Let's see. I think I said he was lying to me.
You said that he's lying to you because that's exactly what happens if you say that. Okay, cool.
So yeah,
I'm glad we figured that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stuck on that for like, I think 10 minutes.
And then, you have the conversation with Harley and then John shows up, correct?
Barrels in on another truck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the ending of your episode, correct, Frank?
No.
What happened after?
He barrels in on the truck. He takes the detonator from Harley.
Okay.
And then you try to disarm him. I forget how that works out. And yeah, but he, instead of blowing up the truck, he brings a bunch of heads stuck with dynamite, I think, or explosives.
Heads?
Yeah, like mannequin.
Those are in.
Yeah. Mannequin heads.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
So he detonates those instead. Okay, and then you have to do a quick time decide who to save. You can only save two out of the three. And I save the pedestrians, the cops, and I'm sorry for the agency.
Yep. Whoops.
But then the Joker and Harley have a lovely get together at the end. Harley gives him a big kiss. Because now he's like full on villain. And they jump off the bridge together.
Yeah, see, this is why episode 5 is gonna be is gonna be interesting to talk about, because it's completely different. Yeah. So Frank, you got a completely different ending than the rest of us.
Good.
Congratulations.
Yay!
So if you say that you believe John goes with you to the bridge. And John's nervous about approaching Harley. Did you guys, kind of go along, kind of encourage him?
Well, I originally was the one talking to Harley, saying, mm-hmm. like, told her, oh, it, like, the cure, like, goes and changes your brain chemistry. And then, was like, oh, like, if you go and, like, do this, like, even if, like, you just blow up the bridge, the agency will just end up killing you later. And John's mm-hmm. like, oh, Harley doesn't respond well to threats. Let me take care of it.
Yeah. 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 So, John goes to speak to Harley alone, much to Waller's dismay. Mm-hmm. I kind of understand, but he goes to speak to Harley alone. So
I like how no effort has been made to clear any of the civilians off of this bridge.
No,
like everyone, no. Like all the cars are still parked there.
Yeah.
Like all of the agency agents and the cops are standing on the bridge.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh. So much thought that went into this.
We never said that the agency was competent.
No.
They have a lot of money that they just kind of like throw around. I don't know. Also, I'm pretty sure that one of the agents on the bridge was the exact same one that was dead in the funhouse. So they probably have cloning technology as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so they don't matter anyway.
did you suspect that the Joker would turn on you while talking to, like, did you worry or did you think he'll come through?
I thought that he might betray me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I didn't know what the outcome was going to be, I thought he might have betrayed me because he was all like smiling and happy with Harley Quinn at one point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, yeah. Yeah. They were giggling. It was rough. And that's when I turned to Waller and I was like, we need to be.
Oh, I just kept telling her, oh, just trust them. Don't like, because if you start firing at them, like, things are going to go bad.
Yeah. This is the part where Bruce actually acts like he is the Joker's friend. And I'm like, what? You wait until now to actually pull this stuff out?
Yeah. So he doesn't betray you. I forgot exactly what he does. But
he wrestles the switch away from her.
There we go. Yeah.
And then as he does that, then the cops and the agents run up behind her and put her in cuffs.
Very heroic.
Yeah.
So she gets arrested?
He did?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what he did. I just knew that I thought he just kind of like flipped her.
No, he wrestles the switch away from her. So he's holding it now instead of her.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you guys, so those that had this ending, how did you feel about how things kind of transpire? Did you think that it was believable given like John and John's personality that he would turn on Harley like that? Or were you like,
I don't think he turned on her.
Yeah, I think
that this is a plan because they were whispering and everything. So,
oh yeah, but you don't think it was just a lead of him just trying to get her trust, and then
did any of you end up having that's tea water? Any of you end up having John blow the detonator?
Yes. Yeah. So,
okay, yeah, where he blows the detonator, and then everybody's running, and then you headbutt an agent, that poor agent, yeah. And then you have the option to either stop the agent or stop John. I chose to stop the agent because I wasn't sure what he was going to do, and he ends up, I didn't think he was going to slice Waller's throat because that would completely end up making episode 5. Be extremely more awkward.
He
stabs her in the side.
Yeah, he stabs her in the spleen.
You know, I wouldn't have been too upset if he did stab
if he did slit her throat.
Yeah, but you know, just to kind of go back for a second about the whole like turning on Harley. One of the reasons why I kind of don't believe that he completely turned on her was that when he had the virus and then Waller's like, all right, handed it over, and he's like, no one deserves it, was kind of like, okay, there's something else going on here. Because if he really did like trust Bruce and all that stuff, then I think he probably would have handed it over to Bruce rather than Waller.
True.
It probably was his plan to turn it over to Batman, but then Waller, Batman / Bruce, but then like Waller.
I have a feeling that
escalated things.
That John and Harley have some plan going on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, could be. So is there anything specific that next week is the last episode of the season? Is there anything that you guys are hoping to see either be resolved or see more of, etc.?
Waller getting her butt kicked.
Wow. I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I would love to see Gordon arresting Waller.
Ooh.
Yeah, we totally, had zero. Well,
yeah, we didn't have, like, any Gordon this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to, because I played it today, I was too late to put a question in. I was going to put a question in. What decisions, interaction made you the most nervous this episode?
Oh, it was definitely the funhouse scene. It was definitely talking to John. At the end, with the whole about the bodies and about what happened, that made me a nervous wreck.
I was kind of the same, but I was almost just as nervous dealing with Alfred.
Oh,
it's like, you know, he's on thin ice. If I do or say the wrong thing, I could do really harm to Alfred in his state.
Do you expect something will come of that next episode?
I think it'll continue for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like the if like any of the decisions actually had mattered before the final decision for the whole Joker conversation kind of reminded me of in The Life is Strange Before the Storm, where you end up having the conversation in the end of the game with that determines whether
Rachel meets her mother or not.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe.
Yeah.
It felt like that kind of decision thing where it's like a weighing of good and bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you guys want to cover really quick?
No, I decided to tip the scale because I went back to, now that you put the screen cap up there, I know I was on that screen for like a good 5 minutes. I went right back to the beginning of the scene where he's sitting in the, I'm standing in the doorway. And I actually reviewed that in my head. I'm like, that's like, he knows he killed the agents. He knows he did it willfully. And yet he's trying to, all during that conversation, he's trying to, lie to me, telling me that I was an accident. I defended myself. I was just hitting them with whatever I could find. It's like, you know what? You're lying to me.
Yeah.
That's what it came down to.
Yeah, I think that I was just trying to defuse a ticking time bomb.
Yeah. And that was my breaking point. I was doing the same up until then. And it's like, you know what? Game on. You're lying to me.
The Joker did tell me that, or John, I guess, did tell me that he should have known ever since I put that tracking device on him that I was playing him. And I was like,
Oh, wow.
See, that's a good things coming back into play.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, if everything that you did came back in like that, where it was important, mm-hmm. I like so much more respect, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't happen. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's interesting. Well, next week we are talking about episode 5, titled Same Stitch. And that will be the finale of this season of Telltale's Batman and the finale of, I'm guessing, the series, unfortunately. So we'll also be doing our scoring for the season next week as well. Also, this Thursday on July the 25th, we have a special night special chat for Dragon Age 2 that I'm super excited for. And also we have our upcoming month chat for August is on August the 13th and it's for Pyre. I think Pyre is around an 18-hour game to 20. So if you haven't started, you might want to just to get a nice head start. I've played about 2 hours and I absolutely love it. One more game chat. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcasts under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter @the_game_chat and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question on the topic for our current game, and we might read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. If you want to join in on a chat, you can email us at jointhechat@thegamechat.net. Or if you just want to send us cute pictures of dogs, you can send those at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week where we're chatting about Batman Enemy Within Episode 5. So until next Tuesday, thanks for listening, and I'll chat at you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.